And we shall switch, we shall write this bit in different speech until it's speed, this piece until its end. It's not so far ahead. We shall listen.
For the exchange, it sounded so well, and for them, they have faith in it, and they believe in it, and they submit. So they signed the treaty. And after the signing of the treaty, they also have agreed their lifestyle will be ruled under the such different culture. And the spirituality also will change, and that they will have to be trained in different lifestyle. And that was the aim. The aim of the Federal Department of Indian Affairs is to de-Indianize the nations that have signed the treaty. So they will begin one nation under the one rule and under the one services without any special status in the future. And this was the understanding that I got. But our forefathers who signed the treaties didn't understand that. And this is the events of the European arrival in a very fast pace. And then now we are at least 75% of our culture has been wiped out. With the only thing that is 25% is the language. The language which we were not even ready to let go. We have not yet developed the writing system by the time we were forced to let go. And this is why the project of collecting oral history and gathering the oral histories and history of the James Bay and Lulan and all its components, it is important to get it all into a paper for this time. That's the idea. That's the end of the overlapping recording. And the rest of it here, it continues from the first side of site A. And then it'll go on to site 2. And then at the end of site 2, we'll come over this piece that we have just shut off. Please remember that. Sorry about that. But they were stemmed in their minds and printed in their mind and written almost like in their mind, and they learned very early by listening to the legends and stories. And that's equivalent to the writing history, the legends that are there. I would say it's just like having books, a book for this and a book for that. So legends are called, have characters' name in it. And these were the information that was passed down to the next generation. And so that was before the European came. So they have their sort of spiritual connection. And which was called then Mithewin. But Mithewin doesn't necessarily describe evil thing. But Mithewin is a generalization of a spiritual connection. Whether you want to connect your spirituality with the creation that you see, if once you have established the concept of great creator, the great spirit, the creator. Once those our ancestors have established that, and as they begin to verbally express their knowledge of those who have lived for ages, have begun to establish the stories to pass on the knowledge, so it can be used for their education system, and they establish the Tawe. So the stories are very important for our culture, for the Umaskigo tribes, and also it seems to be applied across the land. Other tribes use it almost similar. their stories are the same, except that different name, and that is very slightly different.